Under the Affordable Care Act, community health centers, as FQHCs are known as, stood to be winners. A trust was established for the centers that would have funneled money that would lead to increased access to health care for millions through additional sites and services. Sherry Reinhart is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Association of Community Health Centers. They oversee 250 sites in the state. She says with the money, there were big plans.
The Affordable Care Act, one of the few areas that had bipartisan agreement was the health center program. The vision was and hope was that the health center program would double by 2014, double the number of sites, double the number of people served.
Reinhart has doubts that will happen now. The automatic federal budget cuts known as sequestration went into effect in March. The cuts were put in motion in 2011 as part of a deal to raise the country's debt ceiling. They were intended to push lawmakers towards making a long-term deal to address the budget deficit. That never happened. Now those cuts are affecting a range of federal programs, such as Head Start and Meals on Wheels. Sherry Reinhart says community health centers were originally on that list.
There is a health center trust fund that was established by the Affordable Care Act, and some of that funding was used in this budget so that the health centers would not be impacted as greatly by sequester.
Centers had planned for those sequester cuts, which would have varied from location to location. Susan Kalson, the CEO of the Squirrel Hill Health Center, says they were looking at a 9% cut.
For us, it was a full staff position, and we were trying to figure out who we were going to let go and what the impact would be.
Because of the funding they got, they ended up not cutting anyone. And on a recent morning, medical director Andrea Fox is treating a patient whose native language is Russian. She's working with Rita Bidrot, a medical office assistant and interpreter.
Okay. But then you got this cold or allergy or what was it?
Yes, and allergy. I took some antihistamine medicine.
What was it? Как называется оно?
Federally qualified health centers were started in the 1960s as part of Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty. The majority of their funding comes from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Physicians and dentists at the centers treat the uninsured and underinsured and bill them on a sliding scale. In Pennsylvania alone, the centers serve about 700,000 people. Kalson says across the state, they were gearing up to serve twice as many people. As it is, she says they were already seeing more people come in for medical, behavioral, and dental services.
I have a lot of concern about our ability to continue to expand at Squirrel Hill. We've been increasing our patient base by about 28% to 30% increase in volume year after year, and we see that continuing. The need isn't going away. The need, if anything, is growing.
According to a spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services, the community health centers got $11 billion in the Affordable Care Act. Some of that went towards building new health centers or establishing centers in already existing buildings. A chunk of it went towards outreach and enrollment of patients in the new health insurance exchanges. Some went towards quality improvements. And the remainder went to support ongoing services. Kalson says while they're okay this year, looking ahead, she's worried.
And I'm very concerned that if funds aren't used the way they were originally envisioned, that we're really going to be scrambling.
Community health centers have been lucky. Many other federal programs are dealing with budget cuts and employee furloughs because of the sequester. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.